I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Slowest 5 count of all time. Maybe add extra numbers. Gabe's up there going.
For context, producer Gabe is still figuring out how to count us in when the stream goes live.
I only got one hand.
It looked like he was having a stroke just then.
Jesus.
Anyway,
Christ.
We're live.
Hey, mate. I thought you were trying to shake me in. I was like, hello.
Got a problem. Talk to me. That's what we're here to talk
Gabe.
About.
Gabe, producer.
How the fuck is it me again?
Well, number one, you put your name in the thumbnail last week and everyone was just like, pardon?
Who?
Fucking this bloke who's been, we've been alive for 50 episodes. Sunday is our 50th episode live from the Newcastle Comedy Club.
Welcome to episode 49, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, we made it to 49 before the 50th. That is unbelievable.
That is more surprising than anything. That we actually managed to make us the live show land on 50.
It is shocking.
It was looking fucking sketchy for a while.
Looking grim. We did the numbers at least 12 times.
How many fucking have we got to get in before the live show?
It was 6. It was 4. But we did it. We did it with some hard work and some hard yarns.
A couple of fucking brain boxes. How are you, mate? What's happening,
mate? Good.
You look disgruntled.
Well, it's been a bit of a day. You see, it's
what
been
happened?
A bit of a day.
Talk to me.
Well,
talk to me.
My wife.
Women. It's always fucking women.
She spotted a pet rabbit.
Where?
On the side of a road.
Living?
Living.
Running. Giving it away?
No. Just had it escaped from someone's house.
She's a real hero.
She really spots things.
She's like Wonder Woman for lost animals. She's always on the lost pet.
She just
Facebook
spots.
Pages.
And that's the thing. And we were talking about it today. It's sort of like a little hobby for her.
Yeah.
And, you know, not every hobby has to be something that you go out and do. She wants to help animals. It's beautiful. I love it. But can you not do it when we're doing shit?
Yeah.
Like I had to get home and film some stuff. Gabe was arriving and all of a sudden we're on a fucking rescue mission for a fucking rabbit.
She's got a big heart.
She does. She has
you guys
big...
will end up, when you retire, you'll end up having, no. Your house will become an animal sanctuary.
Which I'm fine with when I retire. But for now, we can only have 2 dogs and a fucking baby.
On right? Route.
And my bullshit we've got to deal with.
This house is full of your bullshit.
Oh, exactly. So we spot it and then we spend the next 45 minutes trying to catch the cunt.
That would, can I just say, you are a much better man than I to fucking put up with that. And I'm not saying like Claire's unbearable, but you're so patient. I'd be like, if that was me, I'd be like, Jesse, we've got shit to do. Get in the fucking car.
Well, usually I do. Like,
you're a better man than me.
We were driving home from Wollongong the other night after a show and the Wollongong, it was just a fucking... You people that live there make me sick.
It's a shit of Newcastle.
It is a shithole.
It's a harbour steelworking.
Ugh, makes me ill.
It's crap.
It's so bad. It's, like we were at this the RSL and number one, they didn't give me any beers.
That's fucking
that
bullshit.
That turns me fucking off.
You are a real diva when it comes to your rider.
Just a simple.
I'm a diva, bro.
Well played. Just a simple beer. That's all I want. I only had 3 beers all night. Just give me a fucking beer, all right? And then they charge
you. So you expect them to not pay for your beers?
Well, I'm bringing fucking 500 fucking people there. The least they could do is give me a beer. 500 people in Wollongong, never happened before. At the RSL, the biggest crowd they've had at that RSL was fucking D-Day, the invasion. They're back home celebrating.
When the Dragons won the comp in fucking 2010.
Yeah. Even.
Yeah.
Mate. How's this? The fucking... I didn't...
So Wollongong was good, I take it?
Oh, never again. I tell you, here's the problem. People will be like, oh, why didn't you just get a better venue? I'm barred from every venue there because the fucking yours and ours cunts that run fucking Wollongong barred me from their venue.
Really?
Yeah, they barred me and Friendly Geordies.
What?
We're the exact same comedian.
I was going to say, I don't want to take sides. I can see why they'd ban you.
Oh, Geordies...
Geordies... Couldn't hurt a fly.
Geordie's 10 minutes on material on Aboriginals is far worse than mine.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's really bad.
He's an old silent assassin, young Shanks.
Everyone goes there and thinking they're going to fucking have this whole thing.
Bit of intellectual.
Bit of politicians and all this type of stuff. Nah, it's all just curry jokes.
Oh,
so
good shit.
So I got barred. Yeah, I love it. So I got barred and then I had to find the fucking RSL. Anyway, so we walk in and the bloke's a prick at the front door. Like he was at Gallipoli.
Bad attitude.
He's an old man with the shit. Being rude to Claire, rude to me brother, which I didn't really care about.
Yeah, no, you'd be rude to...
Rude to Fintan.
Yeah, rude up.
Dog. And then rude to Claire about getting her ID.
That's know, the queen. You don't fucking...
Don't fuck with Claire.
Don't fuck with
She'll
Claire.
She'll fuck you up. But you know when you go to an RSL and you have to bring your ID, you have to tell them where you live?
Yeah, I'm outside the 5Ks champion. I just got here from Newcastle.
It is a... I said, why do we have to do this?
I'm not going
to
play the pokies. You know the act that's on tonight? It's me.
Yeah, that's what I see.
Just goes, let me
don't
in.
Don't care, mate. Need to see your ID.
Rules are rules. Oh, Codgers love rules. Codgers fucking...
Did me head
two
in.
Things Codgers love. Fucking quiet schooner and rules.
I was praying for his Alzheimer's to kick in so I could swing past because I didn't have a physical ID. I don't really carry one.
Yeah.
Because I just have it on my phone.
Well, you just assume everyone knows who you are.
Well, obviously. I'm a big deal. I catch rabbits.
There's no need to identify myself. You should fucking
know.
No,
it's on my phone. It's on the Service New South Wales app, which will probably get hacked. Because everything else is getting hacked at the moment.
There's some fucking hacking going on, man.
The hackers are on fire. Can someone hack that fucking cunt on Facebook trying to be pretending to be me and saying he's offering people $5,000?
Hide your wives, hide your kids. They're hacking everybody.
A bloke actually reached out to me and gave me some information on how to do it. I just haven't had the time to do it. So if someone wants to do the hacking, then please. He also said it might not be legal. But fuck these cunts. They need to be fucking smashed. Apparently they're from the Philippines.
Well... My missus is Filipino heritage.
It's probably her.
They are bitch. They are crafty bitches. The Philos are notoriously a crafty mob. So,
mate, never trust it.
I'm not surprised that the hackers have turned out to be Filipinos.
I don't know
Filipinos.
If I know any Filipino people.
Yeah, my missus, another mate of mine's got a Filipino missus.
A couple of aged care nurses.
Yeah, I mean.
That's what they seem to hang
that's
out.
What they do. And hacking and aged care is the two.
That's, aged care during the day, hacking at night.
And a bit of boxing.
Oh, they're gun boxers.
Yeah.
It's the same with Thailand because they just start fighting at the age of 3 months.
Yeah,
they fight in the womb,
fighting, hacking.
If you are a Thailand, if you are a Thailand baby, if you are from Thailand, you are a baby, and you have a twin in the womb when you're born, you don't because it's dead.
Let's fight to the death.
You've head kicked it.
Coming out.
They're in there watching John Wayne Parr on fucking replays. Anyway, so it was a shithole, this joint. So the green room, it had sandbags in it.
Why? Were they expecting?
It's on the second level.
Well, are they expecting flooding or a fucking...
I don't know.
A sniper? Was just, are you no just to get down if it's a sniper fire?
No one explained the sandbags. But in the green room, they didn't even have chairs in it, by the way. Me and Benny McLennan had to stand up like a bunch of fucking...
Plebs.
Plebs. It didn't have. It just had fucking sandbags. I have no idea why there were sandbags there. No one could tell me why there were sandbags there. And no one knew the show was on. They didn't, like, this is the thing, right? The lady at the front desk goes, oh, that's right, you do have the show here tonight. I was like, yeah. And then they only had three people on in the kitchen, so everyone's, like, 500 people, everyone's fucking order was an hour and a half away. And then there was two dudes on the bar, so the bar line was 4,000 people deep.
Sounds like management at Wollongong RSL need to foot up the arse.
They do. They like I've only been banned from one venue, and that is, like, I've been banned from the ones that, well, not banned, but the people who run it don't want me there. They won't have me there. That's... Canberra University and Wollongong University. They're run by the same fucking people.
Uni fucking crowds stink anyway.
They do stink. But in Canberra Uni, I had a really good, like, we were really cool with the people who ran it.
Yeah.
Like the manager and all that. So it was just fucking weird when that happened. Anyway, the one venue that I've been told I am not welcome at is Tookley RSL.
Well.
Why, you ask?
I was going to ask why, but I was going to preface it by saying the Central Coast is also a fucking shithole anyway, so.
So I went to the Central Coast to do a show. They wouldn't give me a free beer. There were 500 people in the room.
This seems to be a bugbear.
It's 100%. It's 100% about the beers. I used to work in pubs. You give your artist a beer. That's all you do. Just give them a beer. Make them happy, right? Keep them happy. I was driving. I was only going to have one or two. So I carry on like a fucking diva on stage. I'm never coming back here again. These people fucking suck. Fuck the manager. Fuck the CEO. Let's leave after this show. Fuck their pokey machines. Take it somewhere else. These cunts here. Man, I hammered it. I hammered it. And then my management got an email on the Monday saying Isaac Butterfield is no longer welcome at our venue.
Well, that's fair. You probably should have our first break. That brings me on to my weekend because I was also wronged by the Central Coast as well.
Can I just say we caught the rabbit.
Oh, yeah. That's
and we took it
here.
To the vet. And
turns out it had a myxomatosis and they put it down.
Well, Claire wanted to keep it. That was the problem.
They just shot it.
Of course she wanted to fucking keep it. Toxoplasmosis, apparently it gets.
Myxomatosis.
Well, okay, that's another one I've never...
That's where their eyes go all crusty and red.
Oh, I did have red eyes.
Yeah, yeah. Myxomatosis.
I'm going to Google
that. That's fucking bad shit. That's what fucks up loads of shit.
Loads of shit?
Yeah.
Fucks up the world's economy?
Yeah. Myxomatosis.
Myxomatosis.
With a Y. Mix.
M-Y-X-O-matosis. Yeah. Is a disease caused by the myxovirus, a pox virus in the genus Lexopogvirus.
Poxy. Poxy wow. Fucking rabbits.
Wow, bush rabbits.
Yeah. See, you probably got it right now.
Nah, it's not. It wasn't a book.
Where was it?
It wasn't a bush rabbit.
You don't know that.
I know it all, mate. Oh, did you catch the fucking rabbit? Didn't think so, loser. I caught the rabbit. I'm the rabbit whisperer. I am the Steve Irwin of rabbits.
You're dead.
Fair call.
Yeah, I got wrong by the Central Coast on the weekend.
So what happened in the Central Coast?
I had to do a bit of work down there on Saturday morning.
Yep.
And
sorry, I'm just posting a video. I'm not ignoring
that's all right. No, and then I had to drive home and I needed a treat because I was cranky because I had to work on Saturday.
Didn't you ring me about this?
Yeah, I was fucking pissed off. I left a voice memo in the podcast right, group chat because I was too. Fucking fuming. So I stopped in. I needed a treat because I was mad about work. And I stopped in a KFC. Now, I won't say which KFC it was because they remedied their fuck up.
Oh.
And respect to them for that. But I was fuming. So I've gone through the drive-thru. I wanted some tendies. I wanted some chicken mm-hmm. tendies. Mm-hmm. So I've got my tendies. They've charged me $33 for 10 tendies. You know, when you're in a rush and I was like,
how did you not realize?
Well, that? I asked the fucking dumb bitch that served me. I was like,
well, yeah, you want to remedy the situation, but the dumb bitch.
Well, I didn't say which KFC it was. So there could be any.
There's heaps of dumb bitches.
There's fucking heaps of dumb bitches on the Central Coast.
Actually, they all are on the Central Coast. Yeah. I'm sorry.
So anyway, and I'm like, $33. And she's like, yep, 10 tenders. I was like, that seems like a lot. And she's like, no. So I was like, fuck it, I'm hungry and cranky. Just tapped my card, driven off.
Right,
I was like, there is no way this is right. I've got my 10 tendies. Delicious. The tendies were good. And then got home and my missus is like, fucking ring those dumb cunts. It's not right. So I rang them and the manager was like, yeah, it's not right. We can give you a gift voucher. And they gave me a gift voucher.
Did they send it to you?
They can email you a gift voucher. So is out there for all the fucking KFC monsters. Dogs. Yeah.
The KFC monster.
The Colonel.
What constitutes a KFC monster? Who is a KFC monster?
It's actually Colonel Sanders' Army, I think we should call
it. Okay, the Colonel Sanders' Army.
KFC. I think if you're hitting it more than twice a week, you're probably in that category.
Yeah.
And you're not, and you know what? If you're hitting it more than twice a week and you're not hungover. Yeah. I only really get kaffirs when I'm busted. If you're getting it probably two or more times a week sober, you're probably fucking in Colonel Sanders' arm.
You know who was getting it twice a week? My pregnant wife. Chips.
Kernsy.
Something about nausea and carbs. So that's why we've got the chicken salt here.
They're
170 servings in that little bastard.
It's not little. They're delicious. KFC chips are great.
Mm. So I'm surprised that you went through, like, we're old men, 30 years old, both of us almost. Well, I am almost, you are already. I'm surprised you didn't check your receipt.
I did. Well, you're right. I checked my statement on my phone, like your internet banking, and I was like, that's a lot.
So yesterday I was at McDonald's getting a coffee and a Raisin Toast for the wife. And
very decadent.
I noticed that the Australian flag had broken and was flying upside down.
Well, that's not right.
Now, 20-year-old me would have gone, not nearly 30-year-old.
You wouldn't have even noticed it.
Not nearly 30-year-old me.
That's fucking manager.
I got out of the car, went inside and demanded to speak to the manager.
Did you actually?
Yeah.
Fucking people died for that flag, fuckwit.
I said, mate, hey, your flag out there, she's flying upside down. It's broken and I don't think it's a good look.
Describe it to me. So the mast, flag on the mast or?
Yeah. The flag goes on the mast, goes out like that, has two attachments to the mast.
Oh, so like one of the attachments is snapped fallen,
and it's upside down.
I'm with you.
So McDonald's, well, I don't know this for sure, but McDonald's hasn't flown it deliberately upside down as a statement against the Australian people.
I should certainly fucking hope not.
Otherwise, Ronald's going to get a cock in his ass.
Colonel Sanders' Army will rise up.
Yes. We will rise and we will ride.
The Colonel's Army will take up arms.
Yeah, so I said to mate, he goes, no worries. Notice today it's still incorrect.
Well,
so we might have to go down there.
As we may have to get physical.
We may have to call in a bomb threat or a nugget threat. But yeah, no, it annoyed me. And then, but you know, that was a pretty, would you agree that that's an old man thing to do?
Yeah, but yeah, and
a mature thing to do.
Because at 20 years old, I wouldn't have even noticed that.
No.
But, But at then 30 I asked, years old, it does bother me.
My next question was, hey, do you have those Pokemon cards here that they sell at Backers?
You're a perfect combination of like
a child,
cranky middle-aged man and retarded kid. And then they meet.
Don't you laugh, motherfucker.
And then they meet the Buttsman who like gets cranky at flags but also still trades Pokemon cards.
I don't trade them. I collect them.
not trading shit.
So I am getting shorter with my temper.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Like I had the shits about the rabbit. But you know, this is how I get the shits. Like Claire and I, we've never had a fight. In our relationship, 8 years, never had a fight. Not one.
You got to have a good stink every now and then.
No. Because we love each other. We're a proper couple.
I love my missus. You can fucking...
You say that, but I'm better at loving.
You got to have a stink.
No, you don't.
Fucking oath you do.
No, but you know what happens when if we ever argue?
You drop your nuts and say sorry.
No, I feel bad.
Yeah.
And then I get upset. And then she gets upset that I'm upset. And then she gets upset that I'm upset that she's upset.
Yeah.
And then we both just fall into each other's arms crying.
A couple of big poofs.
We are. Yeah. We are the gayest people that have ever lived. We're the gayest heterosexual couple that's ever lived.
Nah, you got to have a good blue.
I don't disagree.
It feels good.
I don't think punching your wife's good.
I mean, it doesn't have to be physical. You can just yell at each other.
True.
It's fucking funny. What's always good about a good blue is getting real fired up and saying some fucked up shit to each other. And then, like, once the dust settled, like, laughing about it, you go, like...
I just caught a fly in my fingers.
Did you really?
It flew away, but no, I caught it in my fingers. Like fucking chopsticks.
Wow.
Sorry, everyone.
That's awesome.
So, go back. You were fighting with your wife?
No, let's talk about the fly more.
I moved like that because I wafted it away from my coffee and I caught it. This fly here, that flew away. I had it there and then I released because I'm an animal lover. But I grabbed this rabbit today, like you wouldn't believe it, Blue. I grabbed that fuck because I was chasing it for 45 minutes.
That would have been funny to watch because you're so tall.
With
too.
Carrots and then Claire, pregnant Claire, on the ground trying, come on. What did she call it? Alfred. Come on, Alfred.
Did she name it?
Yeah, she named it, which was terrible. And as soon as she named it, I was like, fuck that fucking thing's going to come home with me.
Claire sent me a link titty pic. She sent me a few titty pics over the years, but yep, she also sent me a link to a rescue, like the RSPCA website, because there was a boxer dog called Bluey.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have to adopt this. I was like, I don't, and I'm not, but yeah, it's very cool.
That's my
I was going to say you would get there.
That's
daily.
My every night.
Yeah.
We nearly adopted two fucking dogs the other day because this woman.
Her name's Claire.
No, this other woman.
Oh, okay.
She goes, oh, I have to move out of my home today. And she'd been selling, we looked through her profile, she'd been selling stuff for like 4 weeks. So she knew she was moving out. And my dogs are going to be homeless. Can someone take them? It's like fucking.
I hadn't given any thought to the dogs.
No. So I had a pretty busy day, right? I got up pretty early because I've been having to put out four videos every week for the main channel because I've got sponsors at the moment that want to have an extra video.
Fucking a lot of work.
A lot of money. But anyway, and so I wrote two videos that morning and filmed three, and then I went to the gym and then I mowed the lawn.
Today?
No, this was last week.
Okay.
And so I was pretty rooted, and I hadn't eaten, so I'd fasted all day. So it was about 4:30, 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and I walk inside, I'm going to get a crack of beer. It's going to be first meal of the day. Not bad.
Nailed it.
And Claire goes, Isaac, there's two dogs. I was like,
Shut the fuck up.
I was like, no, Dixon, not now.
Yeah.
And then later on that night, I was like, listen, I'm sorry the way I reacted to that, but I was just because I was pretty worn out from she goes, oh, what, from mowing the lawn? I was like, well, you fucking get out there, pregnant lady.
Yeah.
And you push that fuck. You've seen how steep my backyard
and
is.
Big.
I use it for my cardio days. I run up and down the fucking thing, not to run up, but with the mower. Mm. I get it done.
I knew a bloke that had a similar style backyard and he used to put bricks on his lawnmower and push it up when he mowed the lawn for a workout, like a real fitness freak.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, and he used to like just put bricks on so it was like weighted and push his lawnmower up the hill. It was fucking do that.
Okay.
You're not going to do that.
I'm rooted.
Fuck that.
I said before the show that was something I had to air some grievances about Gabe.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like most episodes we're just fucking bitching about Gabe. So,
but I had
there's no point stopping.
But
now.
I don't think we got to the end of it. And I think people would be upset if we didn't. I actually have some other grievances.
This is about his wage demands again, because I'm still fucking.
No, but that was hilarious. If you didn't check out last week's video, go and watch it right fucking now. The wage gate. It was hilarious. It was great. It was marvelous. We had some good people use some videos on that, and Claire was worried that. Gabe wouldn't have taken it very well. maybe had.
Would he have, took it like a champion, left,
but he took it on the chin.
He knows what he signed up for, mate. He's fucking producing the Cancel Me Now podcast. He's gonna get hammered.
Watch your cup there, mate. Jesus. Sorry, my Christ. So what was I gonna say? Fucking.
You're gonna blame me for putting my name in the thumbnail.
No, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Or it did hurt views.
that podcast has done well, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
All right. No, there was something else.
He did. What did he do?
It'll come to me.
The countdown?
No, it'll come to me.
Going away.
That's exactly what it was. So as we all know on the podcast, I hired Gabe as a full-time guy the other day. Not a week ago.
Nah, he's been
a week and a half.
This has been 2 weeks. Oh, like full-time?
Week and a ago.
Was only a week ago.
Have you sent me an invoice?
I've sent you one invoice, yeah.
Oh, right, I better pay.
Have you paid it?
I think I did. I did pay.
Yeah, you did.
Well. Oh. There's a first for everything. So Gabe messages me and goes, mate, got to go away for work next Wednesday to Friday.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a conversation I just had with Claire. I was like, geez, he's doing well. Like he's cutting all these and doing the memes and cutting together. Like people are enjoying him.
He's doing good work.
Professional, turns up.
Punctual.
Cleans up the fucking studio.
Polite. He's well dressed.
I love him.
He's cute. He's fucking not bad to look at.
I can't wait to meet your missus because I'm going to say to her, fucking turn it up, love. You've got a glamour on your hands.
Yeah. She's in for a hard time.
She's in for it.
So here's all the compliments.
Yeah.
So now comes the...
Yes. Well, you've learnt me. You've learnt me well.
You're about to get destroyed, young fella.
Well, not really. No. I'm the one at fault here. He says to me he's got to go away for work. I don't know what you're doing for work. What are you doing for work? Can we ask that?
Yeah, I'm just helping him out with his business, unpacking, shooting some content, etc.
Right.
Up in Tamworth, was it?
Tamworth.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I imagine that means selling weed or something.
Yeah, guitar strings.
Something like that. we've just given him all these props, and then he said that, and I was just like, no.
You work for me now.
I was like, this is your fucking, and he goes, I will only be able to do maybe one or two videos. And he's like, no, I won't be able to do like the whole thing, the whole week. And I was like, what the fuck, mate? I've just fucking hired you.
I fucking own you now, mate.
I've I expect you to be here for these days and I need to get these done. That was the whole point. Because, you know, part of hiring Gabe means like for my other editors, you know, we've cut ties.
Yeah.
We work with these people for a long time. So it's, you know, it's a bit of an emotional sort of roller coaster, you know. I'm getting fucking flowers in the mail, take me back. Like there's some guys I work with on the Gold Coast I worked with for a long time and, you know, now we've sort of moved past that onto Gabe. And I was like, fuck, what have I done? This little fucking thing. This little thing just thinking he can fucking waltz off to Tamworth whenever he wants.
In the same breath as how you were saying how good he was. This unreliable little fucking
literally,
dickhead.
It went from that. And Claire and I were having a great night. We're watching The Crown because we're trying to get through that before we start the new season that comes out on Thursday. And shut the fuck up, Luke.
Big issues in this house.
Oh, it's all happening. And then this fucking child turns up and just throws it into disarray.
Says he couldn't work.
And this is in the Facebook group that we're in.
Yeah.
Well, us three are in to sort of make sure we turn up and all that type of shit.
So this was hilarious. So I woke up on, what day was it? It was like mid last week or early last week.
Friday, Thursday.
And yeah, I've woken up and checked the Facebook chat, the Cancel Me Now Facebook chat, just the three of us in there. And it's got, Isaac said, hey mate, will you be right to do the three videos this week? Gabe's replied, actually let's read it verbatim.
Yeah.
Because it's a good read.
Let's read it. It's definitely a good read.
And then Isaac had scurried off with his tail between his legs and deleted a couple of the messages. Okay.
Well, I messaged him privately. I was like, "Mah,
it wasn't appropriate."
But I woke up to it. I'd missed
it. It wasn't
the whole
appropriate
thing.
From me.
He fucking must have been a good tummy spit.
Well, so
can
Gay,
I say my side after this?
No.
So Gay Thomas, as we have him in our
yeah, he saved us, Gay.
We G to shoot Tuesday. That's not a very professional way to message the boss. Bosses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm also a boss.
Working in Tamworth Wednesday to Friday next week. And I was like,
you would have just been like, huh?
I was like, what? Well, I got a lot of things going on. He goes, so I said very politely, will you be still right to get everything done editing wise next week? And then Gabe, who I've just hired to be a full time editor, goes, I'll honestly be pretty flat out.
That's a no. That's a polite fuck you.
Obviously, we can do the pods and schedule them and maybe two vids. And then I have unsent a message.
You would have had a conniption. And what did you say? What did those messages say? Have you got screenshots of them?
No. But I remember pretty clearly.
I'd be worried if you had fucking screenshots.
Were you rattled, Gabe, when he said that?
Yeah, because we cleared this up before, like, we began negotiating.
Don't give away the ending.
So what did I say? He goes, it was.
Do not do an impression of.
Do an impression. No, say what he said and do your best Butsy impression.
No, I'm not doing an impression, but it was pretty much.
No, please, mate, do an impression. I haven't heard an impression.
Mate, this is your job. I need to know that you're going to be taking this seriously.
You fucking old. That's the old man coming out.
Well, I'll be pretty flat out. Oh, fucking will you? Well, mate, I need you to take this job seriously.
I'll be pretty fucking paying you $1,600 a week. You fucking do as you're told.
This is from the same bloke who wants to get paid $102,000 a year and he can't make fucking Wednesday to Thursday because he's out Tamworth rooting his mate. I will not cop that. And then Gabe messages me.
Side message. We don't want to fight in front of Bluey. It's like when the parents are fighting, like not in front of the Bluey.
He hit me a sidebar. And for the record, I wasn't doing it in front of Bluey to make you feel like a little man or anything like that. That wasn't my fucking go. You do it yourself. But what my point is, I just was in the conversation and I was in the heat of the moment.
Fired up,
ready to go. And what did he send to me? I'll find it, hang on, because it's important. He goes, did you not remember me mentioning that I'll be away for those 3 days? You said it. We can work around it before you hired me. And I went, oh, right.
Shit, you did say that.
I went, yeah, gotcha. I said, sorry, mate. I said, you just freaked me out a little bit. I've had a bit of bad luck with people in the past that I've hired. And I'm not talking ill of Lordy. That's not what I'm saying. People in the past that I've hired and then they just fucking disappear and shit like that.
So at least you're finding out now, Gabe, early into it. Like, he's not lulling you into kind of any false sense of security that he's not a fucking big sook and he won't just spit the dummy at any given moment.
This is a fucking business we're running.
No, it's funny.
This is a multi-million dollar industry.
This is a lucrative setup. I'm well aware of that. People need to be kept in line.
Well, especially blokes who just turn up and start putting their names in thumbnails. I'll fucking kill you. I'm crazy.
Clearly. No. That's funny.
So shout out to Gabe for taking that on the chin. And
he's had a big couple of weeks. Baptism of fire, they might call it.
So I thought of a new segment.
We've got new segments every week.
Yeah. We never stick to them either, which is always good fun.
Yeah.
The new segment is called Name and Shame.
Okay.
Are we ready for this?
Yeah. I'm excited.
So as most of you are aware, we have a Patreon that costs $1 a month to be a part of. We're nearing in on 2,000 Patreon members. We did lose a lot at the start of the month because people pay yearly or they drop off or whatever.
No, it always goes down at the start of the month.
Oh, someone asked Shania Newman asked, did Bluey go to the dentist and how many fillings did you get?
No, we're going to go though.
We need to do that.
We are going to go.
Can you write that down and organise that?
Do you know, ironically, after I gobbed off about not needing any fillings, I have had a bit of a toothache lately. After I shot my mouth off, I was like, oh, fuck, I don't know what that is.
So, where are we? Let's find out. Okay, that's then. And these are, okay. So on Patreon, you can actually look up the people who have cancelled their membership.
Oh, don't do that.
And I just want to, I won't say their full name, but I'll just use their initials.
Yeah.
Okay. So DM, fuck you. MN, fuck you.
That's my dad's initials.
Oh, there's one bloke here called Judas.
Well, that's pretty appropriate.
Fuck you,
fucking
Judas.
That's Judas behaviour.
And that's it from last month. So that's not too bad.
Well, that's three people.
Yeah,
that's,
I know.
That's fine.
That's $3.
They might have just changed subscriptions.
No, they're dead to me.
They might have just bumped it. They could have
Some people either don't have money in their account or whatever, and that's why they cancel it. And I get it. I get it. Not all of us can be fucking high flyers like us.
Yes.
Not so much
old Gabe.
Gabe over there, but not all of us can be high flyers. So, well, I do feel bad now.
Yeah.
Should I feel bad for that?
That was a terrible segment.
What do you mean?
It was awful.
I'll keep going. I'm not scared. Where is it? Where else have we got? STF?
Shut the fuck.
Gone.
Up.
JL? Gone. Tiff? Gone. Sean, gone. Jojo, gone. Jojo. My God, these Jojo are all last Rabbit. Week. Jesse, gone. Ryan, gone. Scott, what have we done?
What were you thinking with this sec?
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself
and for those facing homelessness,
because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I don't know, I just want to come back, guys. Come back and enjoy the podcast.
Yeah.
Don't shame me. Don't shame me because I'm counting the pennies. Back me up here. You need to fire up.
Well, are we still giving them the opportunity to get you boys to shave your pits?
We offered that. They didn't want it. So now it's...
it's off the table.
Well, we might have to up the ante. If we can get to 2,000 Patreons by next week.
What are we at?
We were at fucking...
I don't think it's happening in a week.
1850 last week.
Nah. I don't think we need to plug the Patreon too much. I think if we just... do a good podcast.
And nah, fuck it.
I think if we just worry about doing a good podcast, people listen to it.
Yeah, good on you, mate.
don't think we need to worry too much about it.
All right, well, I've got a topic that I'd like to bring up, if that's all right. TikToker riles up workers stating she's too pretty to work.
You know how I feel about TikTokers, mate.
Lucy Welcher, the Welcher, with more than 10 million TikTok likes, made a divisive declaration in a recent video that has resulted in mixed responses. "I do not want to work for the rest of my life," Welcher brazenly stated at an outset of her viral video.
That's fair enough.
"Does it look like I want to get up at 6 a.m. every fucking day for the next 60 years? Fair enough.
I don't blame her.
Viewers were quickly to chime in her own thoughts, many slamming the self-confident content creator, labeling her lazy and entitled. One commenter bluntly stated, "How about you try to be an adult instead of being a privileged princess expecting life to be handed to you?"
Did you write that comment?
It does sound like something I'd say. "I want to find her Lucy Welcher on TikTok and see what the post was."
Yeah.
Maybe we can play it on the Poopcast. What do you think about that? What do you think about the youth of today with that attitude?
Well, I think I've made my feelings pretty clear about how I feel about the youth in general. I fucking dislike them. That pretty much sums up, I feel like, how they...
So old Lucy, she's only got 80,000 followers on TikTok. So she's not a fucking... like, she's not like... I'm surprised that they're having a crack at her.
Are you on TikTok?
Yeah.
How many followers do you have?
600,000.
That's a few.
Yeah.
But, do you really?
But I keep getting banned, so it doesn't help.
Insane. Are you on TikTok, Gabe? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Do you ever turn your microphone on?
TikTok stinks.
I can't find the fucking video. But she's just a young chick.
Yeah. I mean, like... it's, I understand not wanting to work.
No, look, I get it, but let's...
work is hard.
She doesn't even have an OnlyFans.
What's she planning on doing then? You got to have OnlyFans.
I don't know. She's a digital creator.
What's she creating?
Digital stuff.
Controversy.
She's creating... she's a digital creator. Good on her. Well, I don't know what she does, but do you think that that's a problem for young kids? They're growing up... because, like, they wanted to be YouTubers 5 years ago, and now they want to be TikTok stars.
Yeah, yeah. That, and I know, like, you're obviously generalizing because there are kids out there that want to be lawyers and stuff too, but
okay.
This is what I think of. Like, when I think of, like, how old is she?
She's 20. I actually don't know.
Well, whenever I think of anyone younger than me, anyone that's under 30, this is what I think of.
Yeah.
Like, just, and it's, they're not all like that, obviously, but they do annoy me. I don't know.
It doesn't say how old she was.
They do bother me, Isaac.
Yeah, and rightfully so, because, like, I cannot deal with the shit that comes out of... like, I watch a bit of TikTok because I try to make videos, right?
Yeah.
All that type of stuff. But the shit that goes on that app...
it's retarded. It's brain dead.
Like, some of the things that people say, like, you think, like, oh, that's so stupid or whatever, and then you look and it's got, like, 500,000 likes, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
500,000 people are so fucking stupid that they've pressed a like on that video.
Yeah, it's scary.
That is madness.
It's scary. A lot of fucking dumb people out there.
There's
a,
hey, Littlefoot. Hey. How are you, mate?
What the hell?
Hey, buddy boy. What you doing? Yeah, so the one thing that people don't get about TikTok is on YouTube you can make money. You can get paid for, you know, views and all that type of shit. TikTok doesn't pay you.
No, they just harvest your data.
They just harvest your data. I think TikTok will get banned.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it will, and I think it should, and I think YouTube Shorts will fill in that gap.
And didn't they back engineer TikTok and it's like crazy?
Yeah, so what it does is it follows your keystrokes. It knows what you're typing in. It can listen to this conversation that we're having right now.
I mean, anyone can on Patreon.
Can we not plug the Patreon? Like, let's just do a good pot. See? You got to plug it, otherwise the people don't know. Give me a dollar.
Gone. Yeah, TikTok sucks, man. We'll have this conversation midweek. Social media fucking sucks.
Well, and I think what you're forgetting, Bluey, is you are referring to you having the shits with young people. Oh, no, did you talk about that on the podcast? I thought you talked about
it. I think I say it every week.
Fair enough. Let's get off the topic of that, young people, because I want to talk about something that I'm very proud of. And even though he's been a bit rude during this podcast, you know, telling me not to shout out Patreon, you went on stage the first time.
I did.
At a comedy club. Last Tuesday night, and did really well.
I did. I don't remember it. I was saying to Gabe before, it's very scary.
Yeah.
And like a big like adrenaline dump. You know, if you like, I assume you go like on a roller coaster or like skydiving, you don't remember.
What actually happened. It was just so full on.
Holy fuck, what the fuck happened? And then I got off the stage and I was like, oh, what the fuck? And then like a couple of my mates came.
Yeah.
Like, you guys with like you and Claire and Gabe were there. And then like one of my mates came. I didn't know they were there. And I was like, oh, shit. What the fuck? I was like shaking hands and kissing babies. And I was like, what happened? I blacked out. So I don't remember. But I know it was very scary.
It's full. Like your first, like any time you do stand up, it's full on.
Yeah.
Like for me, it's full on.
It was fucking packed.
Yeah, it was.
That, it was so
that's
busy.
Such a cool room.
It's sick.
I think Sunday's going to be great fun when we do the live podcast. Yeah. I can't wait for that.
Yeah,
that's going to be absolutely sick. So, yeah. And you're going to do 5 minutes up top?
Yeah.
Sick.
Whatever you want. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
It was great. But it was just such a cool experience to be, because I know where I started. And that first time I was up on stage, and then to be there for your first time up on stage, it was a cool little moment.
Yeah, it was cool.
Like I was pretty pumped, and I was excited to see you there and see other people around and see like a real positive environment in the Newcastle comedy community, because I know there's been a negative one for a long time.
I mean, like as someone who's come from literally, like that was the second time I've ever been there. They're so nice, like really encouraging. And they get up at the start and they're like, look, it's an open mic night. You're going to see people who are getting ready for festival shows, and you're going to see people whose first time it is who are shit. And you're going to see everything in between, but let's just have some fun. Like, and it is really fun. Like they do a really, really good job of making it really like inclusive, and like someone goes shit and they're like, oh, that sucked. Like whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
It was good. And then they were really like supportive after it. Yeah, sick. I'm really excited to do the live show there.
So you're going back there tonight?
I'm going tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What time do you need to be there?
I've got plenty of time. I think you can register at about 6:30. Go and get your name down. Okay. They don't start till 7:30. So we got time.
Have time. That's good. So we went up. Did you get much feedback from anyone in the crowd at all? Or was it more?
Nah, I don't really remember. All I remember was like being real fucking idiot. Got up there, the first thing I said, and I got off stage and you were like, you fucking dickhead, was the bright lights.
Yeah.
And I got up there because it's such a shock.
It is.
You get up and the lights are in your face, you can't see anything.
Well, like in the studio here, we have a bright light right there.
Yeah, and it's similar.
It's similar like that. You just get blind.
And I got up there and like being a fucking kook, I was like, oh, I can't see shit.
Yeah.
And then you were like, it got off stage, you're like, yeah, I should have told you, don't fucking say that.
Well, you need to, I this is what I think about. And now that it's not your first time anymore, you go back tonight. I think you go up there and they don't know how many times you've done stand-up.
No.
So you just go up there and you act like this is what you do.
Yeah.
This is your thing. You walk out there, you smile, you move the mic stand, and then you just slowly get into it or get into it fast, whatever you feel. But people, and this is what my old man said to me, he's like, they don't know what's right and what's wrong with your set.
You just behave.
So just do your thing.
Yeah.
They think it's all well rehearsed and it's written to with an nth degree of what it needs to be and all that type of stuff. So just do what makes you feel like you're doing the right thing. And And if it's funny, then awesome, and then you can keep it and revisit it and look at ways you can change it and all that type of stuff. Because yeah. I think you only got 4 minutes there. I think that's
4 minutes. Yeah,
4 minutes. So I think it's a good first 4 minutes, and I think it can be condensed into like probably a 3 minute bit.
Yeah,
and then you add to that, add more, you know, punchlines here and there, more tags. And you'll just grow with it.
Yeah.
And you'll always be proud of that first sort of bit that you have. Like, I remember my first bit that I wrote was my closing bit on my first special, which was about Ray Warren commentating porn. And Ray Warren is a rugby league commentator. And I was always really proud of that. And that's why it was the closer, because it was always the closer that I'd use, because it's so, like, it just wraps things up.
It's fun, too.
And it ends on a good laugh and all that type of shit. But, yeah. It was good. It was good to see. It was fun, and everyone was heaps proud of you. So good fucking shit.
Thanks, mate. No, I'm very grateful. We said it last week, but you've been pushing me for,
and now you've done it.
The thick end of a decade. It took 7 years,
and you've done it. You've yeah. done it now. So.
And then we'll just go back this week and have a go at the live show, and then just go every week. Yeah, like the, you know, that like that open mic's on, and there's a few around town. There's a few different.
Well, places. I want to get into it as well, and yeah. work on some new material and all that type of stuff. And the thing is, it's not always just the open mics. That once you've got a good 5 minutes, yeah. you can go and do it here, or you could do it there. We've got a show coming up in Maitland.
Yeah,
we have two shows. We have a ghost show. If you're interested in coming at that. How about this? So there was 150 tickets available. 50 of them were VIP tickets. And the VIP tickets means you come on a ghost hunt as well.
Ooh.
Afterwards. They sold out in a day.
That's spooky.
Like really, really quick.
Is that with the ghost grannies?
Yeah. And for a small area, like a spooky. Small region of like, it's in Maitland.
Yeah.
And it just sold out in a day. I was blown away by
that's
that.
That's really, really cool.
So we've extended out to 75. So there's another 25.
So they'll go on a ghost hunt with you and the grannies.
Yeah, afterwards.
That's fucking cool.
Which will be really, really cool.
And so what's the show?
So the show is going to be somewhere between like a podcast, a Q&A,
cool.
A storytelling show, a bit of everything. Really.
Yeah. They're awesome.
Yeah. So we're going to put
– Anne and Renata, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're fucking cool.
They are fucking hard working too.
Yeah.
Like every night they work and they do live streams and shit. Like they need – they. It's a shame in a way that their area is so niche.
Yeah.
Because like if they were – comics or whatever, like they'd just be blowing up. But I think if someone can pick them up, because they're like the ghost hunting thing does need to have like, well, it doesn't need to have a corporation behind it, but it helps. But if they could just get someone to sort of follow them and do their stuff yeah. and
I think you know,
create it.
You know better than anyone too. Like the way the internet is, like if you're passionate about something and very good at it, you find your audience or your audience finds you.
And they have.
Yeah.
I just think they... Like, I don't know. It's because I like them. I think
you want them to be
they
big.
Deserve yeah. more. But
well, they do. They're very good people.
But, yeah, so we're going to do that. And then after that, well, you could do a spot if you want.
The Maitland one?
At the Maitland
one. Is that over Christmas?
No, it's on the 29th, I think. No, hang on. I'll find out. It's in Maitland, which is about an hour's, 40-minute drive from Newcastle, thereabouts. It is the 29th.
Yeah.
The 29th of November, that is the date that the Maitland show is on, I think.
Nice.
Is that right?
Is that midweek?
No, it's not. It's a fucking – I've got two Maitland things there. That's Maitland Jail. The Thursday the 8th of December.
Nice.
Thursday the 8th of December. So come along to that one. There is me. I'm headlining with a secret.
Ooh.
Secret person.
Spooky secret.
Who has been on this show that you will love.
Ooh.
And a couple of guys that Matt Reddy, who's been on this show, and JB, he'll be there.
JB rules.
You should come and do a spot as well.
Yeah, I'd love to.
You may
yeah.
as well. It'll be great. So come
fuck
along
yeah.
to that. But
exciting stuff.
But yeah. So that's mate, that's what I've been doing. What were we talking about? I can't remember. I did have some things I wanted to bring up though.
Was there something about conscription?
Yeah. So Tony Abbott has come out during the week and said that he thinks that if you leave before year 12, you should be forced into military service for, was it 2 years, Gabe?
Only a couple of months, I think.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's not too bad.
Yeah.
What do you think about that, though? Because I think I don't like it.
So if the rules change now, because I know you used to be able to just leave school whenever you wanted. Back, mm-hmm. back when I was a boy, you could leave whenever you wanted. And is it now you have to, you can't leave before year 12? Is that
I think case? You have to have a job, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's a job. Year 10's pretty normal for tradies. to
okay.
drop out.
Well, that was, yeah, that's like normal.
But that makes sense. That's what it has always been. You know, you lose half your year in year 10 because all the blokes seem to leave.
Yeah.
All the gross ones anyway. I stayed year 12. But, yeah, it's an interesting one. I think because it comes from Tony Abbott, they don't want to hear it. And a lot of people don't like the idea of the military. I seem to be more military, like more of a supporter of the military than people, other people.
Yeah.
I think that's more of like a, if you look at the political spectrum, if you're more centre-right, that type of thing. But then again, I've got so many opinions that are fucking centre-left. Like, I don't know. It's hard to say. You know what I mean?
Military, I assume it would be good. If you're going to like leave it before year 12 and not have a job, you're a fair chance of being a fuckwit.
Yeah.
Like you're a fair chance of, not everyone, but you're a fair chance of turning into a fucking dead shit.
A lot.
So like military would be good. Obviously you learn structure.
Yeah. Routine.
They'd probably get a good clip up the ear when they're fucking being idiots.
And a lot of people need that. Probably maybe fitness. A father figure, that type of thing.
Yeah, you get a good foot up the ass and fucking.
I think there's a lot to be said for particularly young men who grow up without a father or without someone to fucking give them a foot up the ass if they go in the wrong direction.
Yeah, I'm with Tony Abbott. Never thought I'd say that. I'm with Tony Abbott on this one.
I mean, obviously it's a, you know, complex topic, but if you don't have a job getting out of school,
yeah,
if you need to, you know, have a bit of a foot up the ass, if you don't really have a direction, but then again, like at 16 years old, are you?
Yeah, I mean, how much direction has anyone got at 16?
Well, you don't really have one. But I think there's direction and then there's just fucking aimlessly.
Staying at home, fucking thinking you're going to be a video game streamer.
Yeah, but you're not streaming, yeah. That type of thing.
You're going to get a camera, bro. You're just playing fucking Fortnite for 12 hours a day.
But yeah, I don't know. I think it's a really interesting one. I don't think they would ever do it. I think it'd hit so much.
No, fear. This country's fucking
but
soft.
They do it in Israel.
Yeah, Israel. Somewhere, is it one of the Koreas? They have like mandatory military service. Like everyone has to.
Yeah, it's South Korea. BTS are doing it.
Yeah. Everyone has to do it.
Yeah. So BTS, this giant band, they've gone on K-pop? Hiatus. Yeah.
Oh, they got to go do their military service.
I remember once I tweeted about them. I said they suck because their fans were having to go at Alex Williamson.
Yeah, so you can't.
And I got fucking hammered.
Well, because, didn't Shooter bag him out and then he got destroyed?
He got destroyed.
You can't touch the K-pop.
I bagged him and they called all my venues that I was performing at and cancelled my shows.
Wow. So you can't touch K-pop.
Yeah, so I like fucking dropped mad dick and just ran away.
Let's fucking
like,
leave
okay.
it then.
I was like, okay, you fucking lose.
Let's not talk about that bunch of pussies then.
I do not agree. They are beautiful BTS and I love them. Yeah, they were fucking, they went hard. Anyway, they've just got this massive band making shit tons of money.
They're going to go do 2 years.
And done 2 years. And I don't think that young people in Australia should do that because you don't want them going to war. You don't want everyone going to war.
No, but don't they just go into the reserves or they got to go like full?
I don't know. The reserves are, I think that's a good thing. I think it's like a team sort of thing, right? Yeah. It's team building, all that type of stuff. Give you a bit of fucking, bit of grit when the going gets tough and all that type of stuff. But also, does that then take you into a bad, what's the culture like?
Yeah.
You know, if you're a young person that's not really into that sort of culture, like is that a good thing for you to be forced into it or is it not?
Yeah, I don't know. You got to learn to do stuff you don't like.
Back to the Crown. they show Prince Philip going to this particular school, has a horrible time, right? He makes Prince Charles go to it. Charles has a worse time. But Charles sends his sons there as well.
Yeah, right.
So the ISA declared maybe he learned a lesson that he felt only could be learned in through hardship. As much as it sucks, maybe it's a good thing.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who achieves anything goes through hardship. Like anyone who does anything, whether it's sport or comedy or
anything worthwhile is hard doing.
You have to learn some kind of resilience. If you're just a fucking soft cock and then you go to try and do something and things get a bit hard and you're just going to throw the towel in, aren't you?
So you'll end up doing some shit job like working as a producer.
Or trying to podcast. Mm. Trying to podcast and earn money.
Disgraceful.
Like, that's fucking stupid.
Can we get a time update? Because we do need to go to Patreon on the hour.
Yeah, we're only at 48.
Oh!
All right. I was on it, mate.
He's all over it.
I just want to give a shout out to people in Ghana.
Why?
The Cancer Me Now podcast is currently number 74 in Ghana podcast.
Hey, thank you, Ghana.
Jeez, bro.
Nice.
So what do you want to tell the people in Ghana today?
Oh, I just want to say a big thank you. They've been long-time supporters of this podcast.
Yeah.
The Ghanaians.
We could actually do a live show in Ghana if we wanted to.
Could we?
Well, It'd be a bit different. We'd have to take malaria medication. But other than that, it'd be just like doing one down the road.
Pretty much the exact same as the comedy club.
I think we should. I think there's no difference between Newcastle and Ghana. So shout out to Ghanaians. Let us know if you listen to the show.
Where's a good spot for the... We'll do episode 100 in Ghana. We should do the 100th episode in Ghana.
We should totally do the 100th episode in Ghana.
Reward our loyal Ghanaian listeners.
Or if there are Ghanaian listeners in Australia, or you've got family here... We'll just do a Ghanaian audience.
Strictly, yeah, that would be cool.
Like, you got to be black to be in the audience.
100%.
You got to be big, tall, and black to be in the 100%. Audience.
100%. I'd love that. That would be cool.
That would be hilarious.
Yeah, the security's like, sorry, mate, you're white.
You are far too pale to come in.
This is not for you.
No, I'm on the show. No. We don't believe that.
It's a Ghanaian episode, my friend.
So what are we going to do on this live podcast? So we've sold out.
It's sold out.
Sold out.
So I knew that was coming.
We got no more tickets. Sorry about that. Sold out. I think only on Patreon too. That was crazy.
That's cool.
I thought we were going to have to put it on like normal tickets and like
to just try and get rid of a few.
Yeah, but sold out on Patreon. So shout out to the Patreon members.
I think we should do it like we do every episode, mate, and put little to no thought into it. Just turn up, turn the mics on, hurl some abuse at Gabe. Maybe have a few stubbies, swear.
Well, I
say some fucked up shit.
So this is something we're going to have to discuss off air. But we might as well do it on air. Gabe, you're happy to take all the equipment?
Well, you've already signed me up for it, so I suppose so, yeah.
That's a good answer. Because we're going to go in and source.
Yeah, we're having a few beers.
Have a few beers.
I think it's going to be Monday off work.
Oh, you should just get it off now.
Yeah, I mean.
Let's write it off.
It's written off.
Let's get written off.
I suggest everyone who's coming to the show do the same.
Yes. Yeah. It's at 7 o'clock, so it's an early start. So I think we should go in there nice and early in the Arvo if you've got time.
We'll set up.
Set up. Go for a feed, nice somewhere, maybe discuss a few things we might want to do. Because we're going to have two guests as well, Matty Croaks, and we've got the JBK, John nice. Bernard Ramsey.
Nice.
Don't know why I call him Ramsey. John Bernard.
What? Where's Ramsey?
Well, what's the late little young girl that got killed?
I don't know.
Bernard Ramsey.
I don't know.
What's her name?
I don't know.
Pull your fucking computer out again. I'll do it on my phone. Bernard. Ramsey. Young girl Ramsey.
I don't know.
Young girl.
Ramsey Street.
Dead.
Toadfish.
Claire would know. Ramsey. Young girl murdered. John Benet Ramsey.
Ah.
I'm going to call him John Bernard Ramsey.
Nice.
So we're going to have a good chat to those guys and thoroughly enjoy the evening idea.
Yeah, it'll be good. Lots of stubbies, a bit of fun, a bit of stand-up. Are you going to do some stand-up?
I'll do some stand-up. I'll open the show.
You know what you're doing up there?
I don't know. I've never done that room, so yeah. It's always
new. Could be different.
Could be different.
Yeah.
Well, I think we'll go on. I'll introduce you. We'll introduce the show. It'll all be happening.
And then we'll just sit up there and shoot the shit for an hour. Shoot the shit. We'll bit of Q&A.
I think we should definitely do some Q&A.
Bit of Q&A with the good people.
We're going to do like a hot takes. We should do a hot take today. Do you want to do a hot take today?
Yeah. So people have been sending me some really funny hot takes, actually.
Have they?
Yeah.
Just to you? Because I don't have any.
They've been sending them to me to give to you.
Okay. Well, let's come up with a hot take for the show, to end the show today before we go on to the Patreon live.
I'll try and find, because people have been sending them to me. They're very, very funny.
I'm looking forward to this.
I'll try and find a good one because I've had a few. Yeah, I got a good one for you actually.
Okay, hang on. I got to come up with one too. So, can you explain hot takes to everyone who doesn't?
So, for anyone who is new to the show, hot takes is where Isaac and I will come up with a hot take, an unpopular opinion, if you will, and the other person has to defend that hot take. So, I might say, for example, I've just got one for you now. If you want to go,
hang on. Okay, I got one. Do you want me to go first or you want to go first?
You go first and I'll defend it. Because you always go first. I'll go first.
So I'll give it to you. Basically, the idea is hot take. I give Bluey my phone. He reads out his hot take and he has to agree with it for a minute. Gabe, have you got the timer? In 3, 2, 1.
Okay. Jerking off in the bushes at a school isn't as bad as it sounds. And here's why. Everyone needs relief. Semen retention is not as good as Kevin Gates, the rapper, made it sound in that film clip, in that little TikTok excerpt. Semen retention is important. And in a way, jerking off near a school, you're lowering the chances of those kids getting molested. What I know for a fact that all those kids got molested at Knox Grammar in Sydney,
yep.
the There was not enough jerking off going around.
There wasn't one guy jerking off in the bushes at Knox.
Do you know what? If some of the teachers at Knox Grammar had have jerked off, they probably are a fair chance of being less likely to molest those kids.
That is true. That is
because they wouldn't have been horny.
Yeah. So would you do it? Would you? Do you declare you yourself are a jerker offer or not?
No, just to say it's not as bad as it sounds.
Yeah, it's not as bad as everyone cracks it up to be.
Yeah, I mean, because it gets a bad rap, but
it
really,
does. Yeah. And unfairly, I'd say.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah. How long's that? Yeah.
Fuck you, stitch him up every time.
That was all right. I'm getting better.
Again.
I don't have mine written down because I can't find it, but I remember what it was, and I apologize who sent it to me.
Well, I just wrote mine down just then. So,
all right.
So, I mean,
I've got a good one. Okay.
Okay. I'm ready.
I'm just going to type it out for you.
Yeah, please type it out. I'm ready. I am in the zone. I am
okay.
Breathing. There you go. My hot take is greyhound racing is awesome.
And someone sent me that, and I apologize because I couldn't find the message, but thank you. Isaac, you're on.
Here's why greyhound racing is awesome.
Clip this and put it out as clips.
Greyhound racing is fantastic because once they have been abused through the system and treated like shit and pumped full of steroids that gives them cancer, they actually get adopted out. And that's a beautiful thing, the adoption process of getting a greyhound.
I'm not talking about adoption, mate. I'm talking about greyhound racing.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's marvelous because then once the dogs are retired, they are given to a great program like GAP. And then people like me, good human beings, or Claire, can adopt them into their homes and realize that
I'd like to hear more about the racing.
Well,
racing's good.
I mean, it's good. It's they're real. They like to race for the ball. You know what I like to do greyhound racing wise?
Pun on greyhounds?
No, no. It's my two greyhounds, they race for the food bowl every night and then race to their beds because that's where they sleep and that's where they belong. I think greyhound racing to the food bowls is a beautiful, beautiful sport, and I often bet on who's going to get there and finish their food first. Is it Littlefoot or Rosie? Who knows? I'm not too sure.
I think we've got enough that we could clip at the start of that to take him down. That'd be good.
That was a good one. Well done.
I do apologize. Someone sent me that and I was like, fuck, that's outstanding. I got sent a few really good ones.
Who was it? I'll kill him.
Someone who owns a heap of greyhounds, I think.
Yeah, well, he's not welcome on this show. They can't. I've not worked with brands because they promote greyhound racing before. And they have offered cash. And I said, nah.
Wow. We went to the horse racing for your birthday, for your buck show.
Didn't go for my birthday, you fucking idiot.
No, for your buck show, we went to the horse racing.
Well, I've said this. A lot of people are really mad at me.
Who was mad at you?
People on the... Claire.
There's one person upstairs who's really mad.
But then we both talked about it. She goes, nah, fair point. There's nothing else to do in the middle of the day. What
it's
do you
hard,
do?
It's hard to find like things to do. And race days are good fun.
Well, we watched a couple of races.
We watched some races.
But most of the day was just spent saucing.
We did a lot of drinking.
And
cigar smoking.
How about this? On the day... Oh, fuck, that was a good night.
It was a good night.
You were telling me, weren't you? Oh, no. About the cheese?
No, that wasn't me.
Who the fuck was telling me this? Anyway, so I was blind.
It was my buck show.
I was very drunk. And it was a big, it was a fundraiser for, who was that gentleman that was a fundraiser for? Do you recall?
No.
Someone from South Newcastle Rugby.
Oh, Sleepy's Day.
Sleepy's Day.
Yeah.
Now, part of the day is you pay $150, whatever it is. You get fed and there's nibblies on the table and beers. So left over at the end of the day, is that your stomach?
That was my stomach.
I'm talking about food and your fucking stomach's rumbling. At the end of the day, there was a lot of cheese left over. So I went over to a few different tables, and because everyone's sort of knows each other or everyone trusts each other in there, there was a few handbags on tables. So I was grabbing the hard bits of cheese, not the soft, I'm not an animal, and putting it in people's handbags.
That's really funny. That's really, really funny.
Somebody goes, who was it to? They go, what's that comedian what was that comedian you were there for his bucks day? And they go, oh, Isaac Butterfield. He goes, yeah, he put a slice of brie in my handbag.
That's really funny.
A big chunk of brie.
That's a good get.
So she got home. And that's just a big fucking slunk of cheese.
It'd be good because it was a warm day too. We could have melted.
No, I didn't. It probably wasn't brie. It wasn't camembert. It was a hard,
not a gooey cheese. It was a nice, as stiff. I
said, not an animal.
No, that's funny.
But yeah, so I did that, and so it was a fun day. I understand the horse racing for a lot of people is a bit problematic, and I don't like that. I just feel like greyhounds are treated worse because they're a lot cheaper. They're a dime a dozen. 100%. So, you know, what does a thoroughbred racehorse go for? Fucking $150,000, $250,000.
Yeah, they're not, greyhounds are cheaper.
Exactly. And that's why people hit them over their heads and bury them in mass graves.
As they should. Well, they don't do that to the ones that are winning.
I want
tell
you
to run a bit quicker.
I want you to go upstairs and tell this to Rosie and Claire, and you'll get fucking hammered. Right, Patreon. We're coming over to you live right now. If you want to check it out, it will be on Patreon, even if you're watching this later. It's only $1 a month, and it supports us and pays Gabe's wage. Hashtag Gabe's wage. Cheerio, ladies and gentlemen. Go and check out the Daily Blue on. I think you need to post more about you on the Daily Blue as well.
Yeah, I need to just. Can we like maybe, I don't know, chuck Gabe an extra fucking $30 a week and he can do it
Gabe
all?
Gabe will do it, although the goodness of his own heart.
Yeah, do it. Just be. Yeah, no, yeah. We've clearly established that Gabe's a charitable guy. Right, He'll do things for free.
Mate, just $150,000 a year, please.
Yeah,
mate.
Yeah, I'll do it, Bluey.
Righto, on to Patreon. Toodaloo, au revoir. Bye.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.